Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios where it's nice and warm and not cold, windy, and icy. Mm-hmm. We want to talk a little bit this morning with Kelsey Beeshorner in her other position. She's the treasurer and secretary for the Atlantic Rising Group, and they've got a program going on here again this Christmas season to help others in need. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
I wish the weather weren't quite so wintry.
Yeah, I know. I guess if we've held out this long, we're probably due, I guess.
Going to be back in the 50s by Friday.
Hopefully.
So, you know, here's how it works in Iowa this time of the year. But we are going to get winter weather because we are getting in that season. It is the Christmas season now, and we've had a lot of Christmassy events going on. Hopefully folks are having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully folks are excited and looking forward to what should be an exciting year. But also, hopefully they're feeling in the giving mood this time of the year because you've got your Christmas box program running again through Atlantic Rising this year.
Mm-hmm.
Been doing that a while?
Yeah. So the program originally started with West Central Community Action. You know, they do a lot of community outreach. And so the Christmas box program was started by them, and then it was originally handed to the JCs, and the JCs kept that tradition going, and then we picked it up the last few years and continued the tradition, and we definitely have continued to grow with the last couple years and the challenges that have come with that, so it has definitely grown.
Well, we wish there weren't a need for a program like that, but that's not the reality, and COVID has kind of made it even more essential.
Yep. We've all seen how the last couple of years have changed prices, have changed circumstances, have changed the job outlook. So all of those challenges seem to come at a bad time when we're supposed to be gathering together and showing each other, you know, our love and things like that. So it's just kind of a tough thing we don't want to have to do, but we are so happy that our community constantly shows up for us.
Have you served a lot of people through this program?
Absolutely. So when I first came into this position, we would do around 100 boxes. And last year we served 175 boxes.
Wow.
So it definitely has increased in need. And also through my other position with the chamber, I'm able to make connections. And so people that maybe know who needs the nominations, we can reach out to them and hopefully get people that really do need the help and may not ask for help.
That's kind of where I was going next, too, was that it's, you know, we know there's the need out there, but how do you recognize that? How do you know who is would it be able to benefit from the program?
Right. So there are, you know, we do take nominations, and so nominations can be submitted by a family member, by a friend, by a neighbor, but they also can be submitted by the individuals or families themselves. So we ask for nominations, but we also make sure we reach out to the right people to know people that can give us those names. And so it can kind of be a surprise. It can kind of be the community showing up for somebody that didn't necessarily know it was coming. And that makes the Christmas box program very special because some people know that it's coming, but some people definitely don't know what that it is. And you can just see the relief on their face.
Sure.
When we show up with a big box of food.
So you get some input then like from like area churches and some other groups that may know of some
folks? We reach out to Human Services, West Central Community Action themselves, and different other like mobile food pantries and stuff like that. People that utilize those services, we like to reach those people as well.
Yeah, because this isn't meant to take the place of the food pantry. It's meant
Absolutely
to be something
not.
Special during this time of the year.
Right. Yeah, we want, you know, the food pantry is a constant and they're constantly there for those people. And we want this to be kind of a special thing, something that's a little different and for a specific meal, just kind of show the community that we're thinking about them during the holidays.
Sure. It's the holiday season. So these Christmas boxes, do they have holiday stuff in them?
Yeah, so each box has a whole ham. In previous years, we've either done a half or a whole, but we've been able, through donations, been able to provide each family with a whole ham, a bag of potatoes, a loaf of bread, canned vegetables, and then some other items that maybe can be used for future meals, such as peanut butter and jelly, pasta, sauce, canned chicken, granola bars, things like that, you know, with those donations, that we've received, we can add a little bit more than just a Christmas meal.
Yeah, primarily it's meant to be able to provide a Christmas meal, but if you can offset some of the others things with that, with some other items there too, it really helps.
Yep. We all know that the food pantry does all the things that they can, and so we want to be able to help them as well.
Well, even the Christmas gifts we get, we don't just have them for one day. We Absolutely. Enjoy them later, too. So that allows this program to kind of carry through the holidays a little bit, too. So you've got to generate funds for this. I know you do some fundraisers and things during the year. Does some of that money go toward this program?
Absolutely. You know, I always tell people we work on the Christmas Box program year-round. We're either making connections, reaching out to people, reaching out to volunteers and things like that, but we also fundraise year-round. So a lot of times people see our trivia nights, and it's a great and it's a fun night, but it's also all of that money that is raised through the trivia night goes right into the Christmas Box program. And we are very fortunate that with our trivia night, we don't have to pay for a trivia night service. We have two volunteers, John and Ann McCurdy. They do all of the trivia night. They host the trivia night for us. And so that's one expense we don't have to have. And all of that money goes to the Christmas Box program. So we really couldn't do it without them and the success of our trivia night, because it is one of the main fundraisers that we have for the program.
But you do take donations if folks are so inclined.
Yep, absolutely. We do send out letters and make connections with different organizations and things like that. We did receive some money from the Rotary this year again, and they've always been a great supporter of that. And a lot of businesses and individuals themselves reach out each year to donate, and we honestly couldn't do it without them.
Is there a deadline to donate?
So donations, you know, if we receive it after we've already bought the food for the year, we will put it right into the next year. But we do have the meals being packaged and delivered on December 15th. So that's when we would need the money to pay the food bill for that. So, but again, if we receive any donations even after the time we set it aside for the next year.
Okay, very good. So they'll know, they feel good that knowing that it's going to go directly to the program they want to support.
Absolutely. And, you know, we always, you know, are very transparent. Each box that we have, we try to give to each person, costs about $40 now today. Previously, when we first started the program, it wasn't that much, but with increased costs, they're probably going to be about $35 to $40 for the individuals. And so a lot of people want to know how much it takes for a box. And so, yeah, we keep doing that.
So let's just crank up those donations.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, with this year and our goal of not having to turn anybody away or anything like that, with last year we had 175 boxes. We would like to have the money there for 200 boxes. If we have enough nominations, that's probably what we're going to see this year. So we're going to need about over $6,000. So
get after it.
Yeah. So we're working very hard, and but our community has always been very, very generous. So.
Just send a check?
Yes, you can send a check to the Chamber, 102 Chestnut Street, or I can come pick it up. Kelsey, just give me a call at the Chamber, 3017.
Okay, that's easy enough. And if we're going to fall short on numbers, we'd rather fall short on number of people who need the program as
Absolutely.
Opposed to being able to fund the program to get as much as we can for those who are in need.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't matter how, in what way they had to you know, come into this position where they fall into the guidelines for the program and what have you. It just doesn't matter. It's Christmas. Yes. We want to give.
Yes, absolutely. There's no requirement. There's no documentation. There's nothing that that we have to see. We just need a name. We honestly don't even need a name. We really just need an address. We like to have phone number just in case nobody's home. We can call them and say, hey, we're going to set a box aside for you at the doorstep. But we try to just be as discreet as possible and just be a blessing at that time.
You bet. Atlantic Rising, a group of young professionals. You always have room for more at the table?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our mission is to have young professionals feel included and have a network of people to lean on. Especially, I'm a transplant. I wasn't originally from here. I moved here 10 years ago, not knowing anybody. And so I think it's very very important to have a network of people that have a common goal. And we hope Atlantic Rising is that for someone.
Sure. Well, and to use you for another example, too, you don't live in Atlantic. You
mm-hmm.
live in the Atlantic area.
Yep.
But you work here in Atlantic and obviously want to see the community succeed.
Yep. And now it's my job to tell everyone how great Atlantic is.
So you don't necessarily have to live within the borders to
Absolutely
be a participant
not.
And to help to make everyone successful. Very good. Well, again, that program going on, the Christmas Box program this year. And if folks would like to donate, and we sure appreciate every bit of money that we can come up with, whether it's a big check or a small check, it doesn't matter. A check is a check. We appreciate the effort, and they can just send that right down to the chamber.
Absolutely.
Very good. Kelsey B. Shorner, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you so much for having me.